Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, good morning. This is Emma, Izzy and Chelsea, alive and well. Thanks, Matt, with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news today, North Queensland health authorities have issued a health warning after dozens of people have been bitten or scratched by flying foxes. Authorities say encounters with the bats are increasing and have urged the public to keep their distance. Since the start of the year, 17 people have come into contact with bats across the Townsville Health District and 20 in the Mackay region. So far, there has not been an increase of the fatal Australian bat lyssavirus. The Queensland Government has announced a new pilot program to subsidise the wages of apprentices for eligible small businesses. The program would see a wage subsidisation of 50% for first and second year apprentices and a 25% for the third and fourth year apprentices. With Queensland facing a trade shortage and many apprentices struggling to find business to take on the cost of their training, the program aims to alleviate some of those costs. Warwick Royal, owner of a small family run plumbing company in Brisbane, says that there are often hidden costs involved with hiring apprentices, saying, quote, "When it comes to the cost, you really have to say it is worth it." And, quote, "Is it worth me giving an opportunity to someone when it's going to cost me so much money?" End quote. Master of Plumbers Association Chief Executive Penny Coran said the program is an important step in supporting small business owners, given, quote, "We have a huge demand to meet, and the requirements of the pipeline of working coming through for the Olympic Games and also just general infrastructure projects here in Queensland," end quote.
And in national news, the native title for almost 1 million hectares of Cape York has been returned to traditional owners after 225 years. Yesterday, a far north Queensland court handed down the native title determinations to the Gugu Yidimir people and the Yithawarra traditional owner groups. Hundreds of families gathered for a ceremony in Cooktown where Chief Justice Deborah Mortimer made the consent determinations. Native title recognises the rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to the land and waters to which they hold traditional links. Yithawarra traditional owner and native title claimant Des Rumble said, quote, "It's unbelievable to think that through all the years, a lot of the old people that have been fighting for this moment, their determination of their rights to country has now finally gone through the process," end quote. And some news out of WA's northern coast, they've seen some mysterious floaties as humpback dolphins are donning sea sponge wigs to attract a mate. The male dolphin uses his alternative headwear to impress the ladies. This unusual mating strategy has been spotted on only a couple of occasions, with it not being reported anywhere else or with any other dolphin species. With less than 10,000 mature-age humpback dolphins, this species is listed as vulnerable under the Environmental Protection Act. Let's hope this unique behaviour pays off for the species. We know where impressed.
In international news, in a news conference on Thursday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke out against the recent airstrikes the US has been conducting over the Caribbean Sea and Pacific Ocean. When asked about the situation, Sheinbaum said, quote, "There are international laws on how to operate when dealing with the alleged illegal transportation of drugs and guns on international waters, and we have expressed this to the government of the United States and publicly," end quote. Sheinbaum is the most recent leader from Latin America to oppose the strikes, which have caused 37 casualties since they began in September. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.